On the Big Sports Breakfast, here's Brett Ogle for Drum and Golf. They'll lift your game.
What's your instrument, Brett?
I was just thinking, I don't play any. My mother forced piano lessons down my throat when I was a kid, and that's pretty boring. And can't play the guitar, can't play drums.
Not the fiddle?
Trumpet. Oh, and a recorder.
You've blown your own trumpet.
And the recorder.
You've blown your own trumpet a few times, like Jono.
Yeah, right. I love the way Jono cut in. Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
How's the FedEx?
Good. I like that too.
How's the...
Love confidence.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got...
Breeds winners.
He's got plenty of that, don't you worry. FedEx Cup, mate, how's it looking?
Yeah, it was first Plough event on the weekend. It was good. The Barclays, Jason Day there again. Gee, I mean, if he number one in putting on the weekend, if he could just hit it straight, he would have won by 10.
His driving was the worst, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, I tell you what, if you'd have put Jason Day's putting effort with Adam Scott's ball striking, because he was number one, mate, he would have won by 15.
Yes.
Pair of them. They just, you know, when Jason Day putts well, he contends, and when he hits it, when he stripes it, he wins by plenty, right? He's just slightly off in his ball striking. Adam Scott, on the other hand, man, can he hit it? He's just flushing it at the moment. But when it comes to the crunch, he only had one decent day of putting on the weekend. That was 26 putts on Saturday when he shot 65 and got himself two back going into the final round. But Sunday, he hit 14 greens in reg and had 35 putts.
Mm.
Under pressure, it's just poor old Scotty. I mean, we all want him to win, you know, so bad and just prove that, you know, he didn't need the long putter.
Yes.
He's had a great season. He's won twice. You can't cop that, but you can't beat that. But Patrick Reed, Ricky Fowler, fourth time, you know.
Meltdown, buddy.
Yeah, last year, fourth time that Fowler's led after 54 holes and shot 73 or worse. Hasn't won for a while, and I guess it's showing, isn't it?
Yeah, you just don't win. You know, like, it's great timing for us on a Monday morning, Brett. And, you know, you've got to be shooting low, even if you're a leader on that fourth and final day, because someone always posts a good score, like a low score. So you've got to, you know, even par's going to get you nowhere.
Well, Fowler looked like the man. He really looked like the bloke that's going to win the tournament. He only had one bogey in 54 holes to lead the tournament by one from Patrick Reed. And was just striping it and making all the putts, you know, that he needed to make. And then on Sunday, all of a sudden, the back nine, he just fell apart. A couple of bogeys, a double bogey, and he did have one birdie on, I think it was 16 or 17, to get within two, but he'd just blown it. But Patrick Reed's an interesting character, isn't he? I mean, he's had another good season. He's only been out there 3 years already, and he's won just under $15 million. He's won five times. Just pokes his head up and gets over the line. I mean, I didn't really see this coming, although his year has been very solid. I mean, he's had two runner-ups and 10 top 10, so he's been there or thereabouts, but I didn't really see a win coming at this particular point in time.
No, and I don't think he spends too much time in the gym.
He doesn't look like it, does
he? No. I mean, he's just a bit more an old-fashioned player, I think.
Yeah, he does. He's not a tall guy, but he's a streaky putter. He's a pretty good-looking ball striker, but once again, he's a very streaky putter. He's got one of those putting strokes that cuts across the ball. Mm. He's prone to missing some short putts on some suspect greens, but on the weekend, he was very strong. You know, bodes well for this week, too. He's finished fourth at the Deutsche Bank before Patrick Reed. Ricky Fowler's the defending champion. Jason Day goes in this week. You know, if he gets his ball striking together at the TPC Boston course, he'll run away with it the way he's putting. But for mine, it's going to be a duel. It's going to come down to the best putter, Jason Day, versus the best ball striker, Henrik Stenson, this week. Stenson's won at the TPC Boston course before and was runner-up last year to Ricky Fowler. It's just looking like those two are really going to get into it this week. And a roughie I've got up... I've got Brooks Koepka up there for $41. I mean, he's a player that's just hasn't won this season, but he's had a lot of good finishes, and I think this course will probably suit him this week.
Okay, and Jason Day's $6, pretty short.
$6.
Yeah, oh, I mean, that's short. that just gives you an indication if he starts getting off the tee, okay, he's going to be blitzing at $6, and Brooks Koepka, your best roughie, at $41. Webb.com Tour Finale.
Yeah, that panned out really, really weird, because we've only got two Aussies that are going to be playing the Webb.com finals coming this week. The top 75 off the Webb.com Tour join the people that finish 125th to 200th on the PGA Tour money list. Right. So you've got 75 there, and 75 make 150, and they'll now play off for a PGA Tour card, another 25 cards. So there's no Aussies that finish top 25 throughout the year on the web.com. But Reen Gibson, what a story that was. That was so disappointing. He played 20 events on the PGA Tour this year to finish 199th. So he came back to play the web.com tour. He only had to finish third or better at the tournament, final tournament last week, to get a PGA Tour card back. He finished fourth and finished like $6,000 short of of another PGA Tour card. So he's got to go back to the finals, which is disappointing for him. I really felt for him. Him and Brett Drewett are the only two Aussies that'll be vying for PGA Tour card off the web.com tour this week, but we'll have about a dozen of them that'll be going through that 4-week final series there.
So Drewitt's not far away.
He's got one.
He's just inside the top 75, so he's got an opportunity for another 20 to finish inside the top 25 to get a card.
Jeez.
He's got to probably have a couple of top 10s in the next 4 weeks get a PGA Tour card. It'd be good to see Brett Drewett on the tour and see how he handles. He's a good, talented young kid.
Yeah, no, he comes from Longreef.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he comes from right up...
he's a country boy, but he was at Longreef. Yeah.
Right up north coast of New South Wales, so okay. I can't remember the town.
So it's the Deutsche Bank on the weekend. Your tips are Jason Day at $6 at tab.com.au. Brooks Koepka at $41. And the other big tip is get yourself into Drummond Golf. Good on you, Brett.
Yeah, good on you, lads. Have a great week. And just take note that Fox Sports coverage of the Deutsche Bank starts on Saturday morning because it's US bank holiday next Monday. So the tournament finishes on Tuesday morning.
Okay, thanks for that.
Good
fantastic. Good on you, Brett.
Have a great week. See you later.
You too. Brett Ogle.